Thank you, Madam President. I would like to thank you for this thematic debate on such a topical issue for the work of the conference. Italy aligns itself with a statement delivered by the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Italy welcomes today's substantive discussion as a contribution to our common goal of preventing an arms race in outer space. We believe that there is an urgent need to improve space security in an increasingly congested, contested, and competitive space environment. The current legal framework governing space activities, which has its cornerstone in the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, needs to be further strengthened and consolidated, considering the pace at which space activities are developing and diversifying. While new opportunities are opening up, we face the challenging task of ensuring that outer space remains an operationally stable and safe environment. To this end, we support a broad-based approach that includes examining existing international law, developing options for trust and confidence-building measures, as well as possible legally binding measures in the future. In this regard, Italy fully supports the activities of the open-ended working group pursuant to UNGA Resolution 76-231, aiming at reaching a common understanding of how best to act to reduce threats to space systems in order to maintain outer space as a peaceful, safe, stable, and sustainable environment. Norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors, including transparency and confidence-building measures in outer space activities, can in fact complement the existing legal framework governing space activities. In addition, they can serve as non-binding tools for the gradual evolution of international law and can be an important intermediate step in maximizing the chances of a successful outcome of future negotiations for legally binding instruments. Madam President, talking about CBMs and making progress towards negotiations, we believe it would be interesting for Member States of the Conference on Disarmament to inform this body about the National Space Security Policy Strategy or Doctrine. In this respect, I would like to use this opportunity today to recall some elements of the Italian National Security Strategy for Space approved in 2019 under the auspices of the Presidency of the Council of Ministers as part of our national strategy for space. In the last 50 years, Italy has developed proprietary space capabilities in the field of telecommunications and Earth observation. Moreover, at European level, we actively contribute to the development and implementation of important programs and scientific missions. So, our national security strategy aims at strengthening and protecting national, public, and private space infrastructures. And it serves as a reference for institutional, industrial, scientific, and commercial organizations in developing their plans, schedules, acquisitions, and operations. The strategic objectives that our strategy pursues through the involvement of all the institutions responsible for state security and defense are essentially five: to ensure safety and security of space infrastructures regarded as enablers of the national infrastructure as a whole, to safeguard national security, including by ensuring access to and use of national security capabilities in any given situation, to strengthen and protect the institutional, industrial, and scientific sectors, also with a view to protecting national classified information, to promote space governance capable of ensuring sustainable, safe, and secure space operations at international level, and finally, to ensure that the development of private initiatives in the space sector is consistent with the national overriding interests. Having in mind these five objectives, Italy implements its national security strategy for space through the following strategic lines of action of operational, procedural, and legal nature. They can be summarized in the following 4 points: strengthening and protecting national space capabilities, protection and supervision of the development of industrial and scientific activities, and protection of classified information, international cooperation and promotion of responsible, peaceful, safe and sustainable use of space, management and development of commercial initiatives in compliance with the international commitments undertaken by Italy and with the national security requirements. In light of the strategic nature of space infrastructures and their intrinsic link with national security and protection architecture, it is essential to adopt a stratified and all-inclusive approach to prevent, deter, if necessary, defend against hostile attitudes. Moreover, strengthening and protecting national capabilities will remain vital to increase national security and resilience in response to crises and emergency events. Madam President, we remain concerned by kinetic threats such as the persistent development of testing of anti-satellite missiles, damage and collisions resulting from risky maneuvers or other dangerous behaviors. In this context, we welcome the commitment made by several states not to conduct destructive tests of direct descent anti-satellite missiles. Non-kinetic threats such as cyber attacks, electronic warfare to overwhelm satellites and compromise their operation, or use of laser beams to damage optical sensors are also on the rise. Hybrid space operations encompass an increasing number of sectors, adding an extra layer of complexity to risk and threat assessments. We are convinced that it is important to develop initiatives aimed at increasing confidence and mutual trust between current and future space actors. Moreover, we regard security in space as a multi-sectoral and global issue that requires the engagement of not just UN member states, but also of international organizations, commercial actors, and civil society. I thank you, Madam President.